The lieutenant governor announced yesterday that he's moving up the date for beginning to examine write-in ballots from Tuesday's election. There were far more write-in ballots for U.S. Senate than for either Democrat Scott McAdams or Republican Joe Miller. Lisa Murkowski is presuming that her name is on most of those write-in ballots and yesterday told reporters that it looked as if efforts by her campaign and the independent campaign set up by Native corporations to make sure her supporters filed legal votes had worked.
The fact that we had over 81,000 votes that came in where the bubble was filled in. This was our biggest concern as a campaign, was that we would teach people how to spell Murkowski, they would get that part of it right, and they would fail to fill in that oval. Well, 81,000 people got the message that they needed to fill in the oval. It was registered by the machines.
A great many absentee ballots, tens of thousands, still remain to be counted. The examination of the write-ins will begin on November 9th. Murkowski announced the creation of an Alaska Voter Protection Fund, a legal defense fund that will pay for the defense of the challenges expected to come after the vote count. Murkowski's team of lawyers will be headed by Tim McKeever and Ben Ginsburg. A top Republican election attorney will join the effort. It's not yet clear who the legal team for Joe Miller will be.